Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I mean, we knew we were going to have to be able to run the football. If you drop back and throw it every player too much, right, against Miles, he's going to win some of those. So we felt like we had to be able to run the football, be two-dimensional. And usually when you have a run like that, the big one you're talking about, Jay, you've got wide receivers blocking down the field, which is a good thing for us as well, something we pride ourselves in.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott. He mentioned Myles Garrett there. The Bills did a great job against Myles Garrett yesterday. He had one total tackle, one. He had a half a sack. He didn't even actually touch Josh Allen in that sack. He was just closest to him. So him and another defender, so they split that. They did a really good job. And, you know, there is something to be said for maybe, and one of the things I was thinking was the Bills' offense in the second half wasn't as good. And maybe they played so much attention to Myles Garrett, they just didn't get to the other things that could have helped them a little bit. You know, in the run game. And because if you start making adjustments, you leave Garrett a little bit more alone, you know, but give credit to Deion Dawkins. He was alone with him. And there's just so many little nuances of the game that go into it, but they did a good job there and they deserve credit. And Joe Brady, I've said here how he deserves so much credit for adjustments in the second half of the last few weeks. I think he should have been better at adjustments in this one. So that's a arrow down, but arrow up was we've criticized and you've criticized his game planning going into a game. Great game plan going into the game this time. And, you know, give him credit for that. So the ups and the downs, right? Arrow up, arrow down. You can find it at WGR550.com. We also have to get to our Barnes Firm injury report brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. We start with Josh Allen, of course. He had a foot x-ray at halftime, cleared to return, finished the rest of the game. We'll monitor that as the week goes on. Sean McDermott will speak later today to give us an update on injured players, including Shaq Thompson, who had a neck injury. Always scary when you see that. He did not play the rest of the game. He was questionable after the first series. He did have his helmet on, didn't go back into the game. It was Terrell Bernard basically playing the rest of the way from there on out. No other real injuries during the game that we got on the sidelines, but you could see late in the game, Jordan Poyer left with what appeared to be possibly a hamstring, but we'll get more of an update on that later. See what they do with that as the the older Jordan Poyer, last couple of games here, you want him ready for the playoffs. He's had a nice role here, and he had an interception, his first interception since 2022. I believe Spencer Brown went out for a couple plays with what appeared to be maybe some sort of wrist or hand injury late on a tush-push, maybe one of the last ones of the game there. So, again, just a few things we'll keep an eye on when Sean McDermott speaks to the media later today. Brian in Florida is up next, though, on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Sal, good morning. Happy holidays to you and your family there.
You too.
Hey, I called a few weeks ago. I was really, really hypercritical on McDermott and Dean. I'm going to say, though, you know what? I probably have to walk back, and probably a lot of fans should, too, comments like that. This is a week-to-week business. The biggest thing I got a question on with this team is headed into the playoffs. You know, what's the identity? Because, you know, to me, we're sitting here with two games left, and I'm probably like a lot of fans, maybe even including yourself, but it's what is the identity of this team?
Now, I think the identity is clear. The identity is to be a run-first, line-of-scrimmage-controlling team. That's what they want to be.
I agree with you on that. I do agree.
Now, you might not like that. You might not like that, and I get it. You have Josh Allen, right? I get it, Brian. Like, we're all like, dude, you got Josh Allen, right? But we all know he's got limitations at wide receiver to throw to. This team has made their bones this year on running the football better than any team in this league runs the football. That's their identity.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that, you know, if they can do that, and they can do that bend but don't break, you know, type of no-name defense there, and again, this kind of, I feel like they're almost in a way kind of like how the 2000, you know, Patriot dynasty ran, where, you know, you have that all-pro, you know, probably future Hall of Famer, MVP, QB. You have the three tight end set, which, by the way, I credit to Jackson Hawes this year. I don't think we really realized how good of a rookie tight end this guy is. But between the blocking and now getting in the passing game with Knox and Kincaid, I mean, this is going to be a threat down the stretch, I think, especially in the playoffs. And again, I mean, if this could be a smash mouth, you know, control the line of scrimmage, both on the offensive and defensive line, and man, I really hope you get that Owler. But
yeah,
I think this team is going to be primed for a run. Listen, I don't want to get my hopes up, but I'm excited. This is another team where, again, you've now rattled off four straight wins. I know we can be, and listen, I get that McDermott and Dean deserve some criticism this year, but we're talking about an 11-4 Buffalo Bills team.
Here's something, Brian, I'll bring up, and before I let you go, here's something I'll bring up that you kind of alluded me to this through your comments. Are we not giving enough credit to the rookie class now after what you said about Hawes, Max Harrison, Deion Walker? I mean, I'm not saying everybody's been great, but I think this rookie class is turning out to be okay, pretty good. They're contributing. They're playing well.
That's the thing. They've been and at times significant contributors. I mean, Deion Walker yesterday had a batted down pass that, I mean, you know, he's taking his frame. And again, he's controlling the line of scrimmage, you know, and again, week 15, you're doing this as a rookie. Week 16, you're doing this as a rookie. That's more than what you want. But the real credit, I mean, I forget Max, and I know he's been injured, but I've also thought he's played phenomenal. But Jackson Hawes out of this draft class to me, I mean, and I, you know, again, you got a guy at Josh Allen at QB. Anything is possible. It goes back to that week to week, you know, type of business here in the NFL. So I know people could be down and out, you know, about the you know, squeaker of a win yesterday, but a win is a win.
You got it, Brian.
No
points
in the NFL.
All right, buddy. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks a lot for the call.
You too.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Good call there. And I do think, now look, it hasn't been perfect. And Jordan Hancock, you'd like to see more, but you know, he's played a bit of a role here when they've needed him to. And Dorian Strong, obviously, unfortunately, with the injury. But I think the draft class, Landon Jackson, incomplete with the injury. And he wasn't, you know, really contributing. So that's a bit of a miss, I guess. TJ Sanders can be. I'm just saying they've gotten some contributions, some big-time contributions from some draft picks this year. And you needed that this year. Jason and Roger.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Chester. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Sal. I was out in Cleveland. I just coincidentally happened to pick the Westin for my hotel, and my buddy Baker and I accosted you in the lobby, and I just want to say thank you for spending a few minutes talking to us. I appreciate your time.
I don't have this job without people like you, so thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No, but it was pretty cool. But, you know, the one thing that I thought about after I walked away from you is you're one of the guys that's probably closest to the team. You get to see it from a perspective that us fans don't. And I'm curious what your perspective is on, like, the mindset of the team. To me, they seem like a close-knit group. They got each other's backs. Do you see that they're, like, you know, are they frustrated with how things are going, even though they're 11-4? Are they optimistic? You know, how are they feeling about it?
I know this is going to sound really cliche to say this, okay, but it is truly how I've seen this team operate, not just this year, but on a yearly basis under this regime especially, but especially over the last few years. Jason, they just believe they can win every week, and that's all they worry about and focus on. Yes, they're very tight off the field. Obviously, they're very, very close. We know that. We hear that all the time. I've heard from guys that say who've played in other cities like Philly or New York or Chicago or L.A., and they're like, yeah, we don't hang out with our friends after or the teammates because you go home and everybody's at a place that's a half hour in a different direction, right? Not the case. A lot of the guys live in the South Towns, Orchard Park, Hamburg. It's a five-minute walk or 10-minute drive to each other's house. They hang out. They do things together. You're not talking about a nightlife here in Buffalo that is exactly like those other cities. So that part, yes. But I think as far as the wins and losses, Jason, I know it sounds cliche. I get it. People hate hearing it. They really just believe every week their mission is to do as best they can every day to win that game on Sunday.
That's awesome. And I love hearing you say that. And I feel like that's the foundation they need. I mean, you're going to battle out these games week in, week out. They're only going to get harder, but that's what a team needs, I think. The other question I have is you're also close to everything else. We've seen Josh get dinged up all game, all year long. How's he doing? He's got like hands, elbows, you know, the foot thing this weekend. Like
he's one of the toughest dudes. He's one of the toughest dudes I've ever seen. Of course, I worry. I was worried yesterday when I saw the foot and. You know, when they were talking to him on the sidelines with the trainers, I was getting a bit concerned because they were over there for longer than normal with Josh. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times he's like, okay, I'm good. That wasn't the case, and they finally took him into the locker room. And I was very concerned the way he was hobbling. So, believe me, I was waiting like everybody. And then I got word just before halftime, x-rays cleared to return, and that was a big sigh of relief. But at some point, you'd love him to, you know, be able to, if they could back off. But you can't right now. You got to have foot. Here, I'll say this, Jason. This is why, and I've said for months and months, the Bills have basically had a philosophy all year, just keep our quarterback healthy. That is our ticket, and they've tried their best to do that.
All right, well, have a Merry Christmas, Sal. We appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for saying hi at the hotel in Cleveland. Listen, I've said for months and months, if you listen to the Bills talk, if you listen to their GM, you listen to the head coach, they have told you outright, they have a mission to keep their quarterback as healthy as possible, which I think is why they have this identity, we go back to a caller earlier, of running the ball first, dominating the line of scrimmage. Now, Josh has taken more hits than you thought he would this year. He's taken more hits and sacks than usual. I get it. That is just not, that's not great to see. But their philosophy is let's not have him in that position that he has to throw 40 times, that he has to run the ball a lot. Let's run the ball well. Let's protect him well and have him healthy. And look what's happening. For right or for wrong, I don't like the whole talking point of it's now or never for Josh Allen, but why does it happen? Because look who's not in the playoffs. The quarterbacks that are considered on that top tier. Mahomes, Burrow, probably Lamar. And here comes Josh. And a healthy Josh Allen can beat anybody. And that's why that matters. Tanner in Niagara Falls. Hi, Tanner. Tanner, you with me, buddy? I think I lost Tanner. That gives me a chance to take a timeout. Stay on hold if you're there. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.